It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
And you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is Tuesday, July 2nd, or you can as well call it the second day in the month of July 2024. And it's indeed a great and great gift that God has given to us this morning to be able to hear each other, to be able to wake up and even fellowship at His feet this morning. If you're just joining us for the very first time, on this show, we like to start with thanksgiving. So I want you to take a second of your time to begin to say, Father, we are grateful. Just appreciate God for something special you want to tell Him this morning. If you are just joining us, I also want to welcome you to this segment. You are not in the wrong place. This is the time of the day where we get to share and hear the word of God, the Lord. And for us, the word is like a weapon for our day. And if also you are frequent on this show, I want you to tell somebody, to tell another person that it is time to listen to the word of God. Let's gather our community together. Let's gather them for the word of God. So are you ready now? This segment is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you to this very segment. You're in the right place, I can assure you. Today, we're continuing a series in our devotional that says Return on Seeds, Part 2. Return on Seeds, Part 2. Our hymn for today will be taken from Hymn 23, Take My Life and Let It Be. Take my life and let it be. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from the book of Proverbs chapter 12 to chapter 14. From Proverbs chapter 12 to chapter 14. Our memory verse for today will be taken from the book of Matthew chapter 13, verse 8. Matthew chapter 13, verse 8. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some an hundredfold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. We'll take it again, Matthew chapter 13, verse 8. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some an hundredfold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of 1 Kings chapter 17, from verse 8 to 16. 1 Kings chapter 17, from verse 8 to 16. 1 Kings chapter 17, from verse 8 to 16, are you to your Bibles now? Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed the widow was gathering there sticks. And he called to her and said, "Please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink." And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, "Please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." So he said, "As the Lord your God lives." And she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as I have said, but make me a small cake from it first, and bring it to me, and afterwards make some for yourself and your son. For thus said the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor the jar of oil run dry, until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth." So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah, and he and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke to Elijah. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Emmanuel says, "Yesterday, I discussed the importance of ensuring that you are sowing on good soil. Today, I will examine the returns to be expected from seeds, even when they are planted on good soils. First, let us focus on sowing into a man of God's life. Matthew chapter 10 verse 41. Matthew chapter 10 verse 41. "He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward." The spiritual hierarchy of the man of God you are sowing into will determine the level of the returns you will get from your seeds. Some seeds will yield 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. Your seeds might be planted on good soil, but the richer the soil, the more the yield will be. In other words, the greater the spiritual height the fellow has reached, the greater the yield when you sow into ease or a life. This is not to say that you should only sow into the lives of big men of God. In fact, there are some so-called small men of God who have gone deeper in spiritual things than the popular ones. Popularity is not a test of spirituality. Yes, it is good to sow into the lives of bishops, general overseers, and senior pastors, but you must also not neglect the pastor that is close to you today, especially when God instructs you to do so. I must mention here that your seeds are really sown to honor God and not any man. You can only sow through a man of God, but the one you are really giving to is the God that the man represents. Thus, if you only sow into the lives of those who have identified as big men of God, you are clearly trying to manipulate God. and God cannot be manipulated. All his children have needs. And if it is him you really care about, when sowing your seeds, then you will sow everywhere you know, then that he wants to meet a need. In the book of Galatians chapter 6 verse 13, Galatians chapter 6 verse 10, the Bible says that we should do good unto all men, especially those of the household of faith. Don't ignore the brother who is wearing a worn-out shoe to church while you go about changing the entire wardrobe of your pastor. If God has shown you a brother or a sister's need, you should meet that need in honor of the God he or she serves. Today's Bible, today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, sow into the life of a true child of God today. Sow into the life of a true child of God today. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has indeed blessed you, I want you to also be a blessing to somebody today. You can visit all our Open Heaven devotionals, both past and present, on our website. Click on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast, and you can click on the share button to share to everyone you would like to bless today. You can also listen to us live on our radio station, www.praisepalaceradio. Listen to us live. Or you can download our app on Play Store and iOS. That is Praise Palace Radio. Thank you for always staying tuned. I hope you do have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Tuesday. Continue to remain blessed till you hear my voice again. Bye.
Shall be.